Memories don't get any better than this. Relax and unwind in one of the country's great gardens and experience for yourself the fulfillment of a quiet American's English fantasy. You'll never forget the exquisite garden rooms, each with its own unique character. Discover rare shrubs and trees, herbaceous borders, and unusual plants from around the world. The garden changes in harmony with the seasons, from vibrant spring bulbs to autumn's spectacular red border. Nestled in the Cotswolds, with sweeping views across the Vale of Evesham, a visit to Hidcote is inspirational at any time of year. My ma was wearing one of my dresses, did you know that? When she killed herself. It was a summer dress and it didn't fit. It's very hard to think your way out of something like that, to be honest. At least she finally managed to do it. She was a Sylvia Plath of South Hampstead. That's where the limp came from, known as the riding accident limp, known as the falling off the horse limp, was in fact the throwing herself from the high building limp. This was when I was 11. She booked a room in a 5-story hotel. That was her joke when she told this nasty little tale. I booked into a 5-story hotel in Eastbourne. And she... Do you know, I think that was the most heartbreaking thing to think, that she would have been the most beautiful woman. She couldn't find a clear space to jump from. She got this top room with a balcony, but the angle or something. There were balconies and ledges and she had to do some sort of impossible clamber to get into a position where she could hit the ground. And then she couldn't do it. She said she hung by her hands for, I don't know. She said an hour. And then she let go. I think she was just tired. And of course, she hit everything on the way down. Apparently, she didn't lose consciousness. And this chap came to her. He was one of the kitchen staff. She fell outside the kitchens. That was her favourite part of the story. I don't know why. This chap came rushing up and he asked her her name. And she told him a lie. She'd just jumped from this building. She'd broken her back, her legs, her arms, her skull. And she told him a lie. She said her name was Angela Carpenter, which was the name of the girl she'd sat next to at school. A first from Garnier, a luxurious moisturising lotion that also beautifies your skin. Introducing Oil Beauty, our new oil-infused lotion with 4 luxurious oils. All the benefits of an oil infused in a rich, moisturising lotion. Intense hydration that beautifies your skin. Skin feels softer, smoother, and looks more radiant. The simply irresistible new Oil Beauty, Garnier. It is a truth, universally acknowledged, that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife. However little known the feelings or views of such a man may be on his first entering a neighbourhood, this truth is so well fixed in the minds of the surrounding families that he is considered as the rightful property of someone or other of their daughters. "My dear Mr. Bennet," said his lady to him one day, "have you heard that Netherfield Park is let at last?" Mr. Bennet replied that he had not. "But it is," returned she, "for Mrs. Long has just been here, and she told me all about it." Mr. Bennet made no answer. "Do not you want to know who has taken it?" cried his wife impatiently. "You want to tell me, and I have no objection to hearing it." This was invitation enough.
Why, my dear, you must know, Mrs. Long says that Netherfield is taken by a young man of large fortune from the north of England, that he came down on Monday in a chaise and four to see the place, and was so much delighted with it that he agreed with Mr. Morris immediately that he is to take possession before Michaelmas, and some of his servants are to be in the house by the end of next week.
What is his name?
Bingley.
Is he married or single?
Oh, single, my dear, to be sure. A single man of large fortune, 4,000 or 5,000 a year. What a fine thing for our girls.
But I do think it is their husbands' faults if wives do fall. Say that they slack their duties and pour our treasures into foreign laps, or else break out in peevish jealousies, throwing restraint upon us. Or say they strike us, or scant our former having in despite. Why, we have Gauls, and though we have some grace, yet have we some revenge. Let husbands know, their wives have sense like them. They see and smell, and have their palates both for sweet and sour, as husbands have. What is it that they do when they change us for others? Is it sport? I think it is. And doth affection breed it? I think it doth. Is it frailty that thus errs? It is so too. And have not we affections, desires for sport and frailty as men have? Then let them use us well, else let them know the ills we do, their ills instruct us so.